Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, Wispolitics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a real quick look at an issue affecting Milwaukee. J.R., I just want to talk for a minute, but there are 16 members of the Assembly that represent all of Milwaukee or parts of Milwaukee County.
Yes.
Let's talk about how they broke on the 59-30 vote about 6:30 last night on Foxconn. Six suburban Republicans voted yes, and that included San Filippo, who paired up. Nine City of Milwaukee Democrats voted no. Help me understand that split.
Republicans see this as a potential game changer for Wisconsin with a ripple effect across the state, if not just the region. Democrats don't see it as a good deal for taxpayers. It's interesting, this first came out a couple weeks ago. There were some conversations of, well, how will Democrats message this if they oppose the bill? Because they're pro, they like the jobs, middle class supporting jobs, but they got questions about the particulars. Well, some Democrats, I get the impression, wanted to get to a yes in the end, or were thinking about open to it, but as they delve deeper into the bill, there are more problems, like the environmental regulations.
The wetlands provision.
Yes. And then, big picture, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau memo out last week that talked about a 25-year window until this deal broke even, essentially.
Mm-hmm. 2043.
Gave the massive pause of this being a questionable deal because we're looking, okay, think about technology 25 years ago. How do we have a guarantee that these displays that they want to manufacture there will still be in vogue 25 years from now? Now, of course, the flip side is they would retool the plant to adapt to technology, but it just became an issue where Democrats couldn't get to a yes. A lot of them, in their minds, because of these questions they have about the deal.
Even Milwaukee Democrats like Jason Fields ruled it out, and he's portrayed himself as someone who understands business deals. But I talked to Josh Zemnick before the vote, and he said, look, we tried to get some of the same concessions that we did with the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. They're going to pay X amount of wage, and we just couldn't do it. Because when you're dealing with Foxconn, a Taiwan business conglomerate, you just couldn't do it. So yeah. They opted. And you also had David Crowley, who chairs the Milwaukee County Democratic Legislative Delegation, issue a statement saying 11% unemployment in the African-American community. There is no way for these unemployed African-Americans in Milwaukee to get to Foxconn jobs. Mm-hmm. So I was just intrigued by that.
Republicans in the area, from the area I talked to, they were kind of incredulous that Democrats complained about not enough jobs in Wisconsin for all these years, 6 years that Governor Walker's been in office. Now there's a potential of 13,000 for the plant, plus the ripple effect is going to be 22,000, depending on what number you look at.
Yeah.
Well, how can you be opposed to this when you want jobs? That's something that kind of gave them pause. Now, the Bucks bill you bring up, very interesting, different dynamic. The Bucks bill got a bipartisan vote with Democrats from outstate supporting it, in part because the team signed these deals with labor unions saying, okay, we're going to do A, B, and C. Here's the wage we're going to pay. And Dems were like, all right, I've got unions now telling me this is a good deal for us and got my attention out of state. It's the same kind of thing with Democrats and Foxconn on this one.
Well, I was just struck. Six suburban Milwaukee County Republicans, yes. Nine city Milwaukee Democrats voting no. One was absent. Okay, let's end Milwaukee Rewind this way. Wisconsin and I went to a Sherman Park forum 1 year after the riots. So let's listen to the voices of Sherman Park. Let's end this segment this way.
Most of the community, the consensus is when we call the police, it takes them 30 minutes to 2 hours to show up. I live in Sherman Park. I had somebody from California call me because their mother's house was shot into on the east side, and she called the police, and for 7 hours, nobody responded. I had to go over there. I had to call the police department and said, this elderly lady who's in a wheelchair, whose house was just shot into, has been calling y'all, and she has not had a response for 7 hours.
We don't need white people to feel bad, but we do need white people to own their responsibility and engage. And it's hard because it's going to make us uncomfortable and it's going to face us with some pretty ugly truths in the mirror that's being held up to us.
I think it's important that we don't marginalize those issues to Sherman Park. It's not Sherman Park that's considered the worst place in America for an African American to live. It's the city of Milwaukee. It's the state of Wisconsin. It's Milwaukee County. That's one of the reasons why I ran for office. Because myself, I thought that there wasn't a will. Why isn't this the issue? Why isn't this a priority of the state of Wisconsin?
Understand that all points of possibility really do rest
with us being able to rally as a collective and not holding to that framework of an us versus them, but it really becomes a we scenario. And so the work that we're advancing collectively becomes, what are we going to do? How do we progress as a community? At the time, I lived on North and 17th Street, and the first thing that my family did was wake up and we headed to Sherman Park, not because we were neighbors, not because we were residents of the Sherman Park community, but because we believed in Milwaukee and we believed in all the possibility and knew where we needed to stand. And so this conversation around shared accountability is paramount to progress.
JR, you and I live and work in Madison. I don't think there's much we can add to the voices of those residents in Sherman Park. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm JR Ross.
That's Milwaukee Rewind for August 18th.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.